always crashing in the same car. Saturday, December 24th, 1988. Henry is 40. Claire is 17. It's a dark winter afternoon. I'm in the basement in Meadowlark House in the reading room. Claire has left me some food. Roast beef and cheese on whole wheat with mustard, an apple, a quart of milk, and an entire plastic tub of Christmas cookies, snowballs, cinnamon nut diamonds, and peanut cookies with Hershey's Kisses stuck into them. I'm wearing my favorite jeans and a Sex Pistols t-shirt. I ought to be a happy camper, but I'm not. Claire has also left me today's South Haven Daily. It's dated December 24th, 1988, Christmas Eve. This evening in the Get Me High Lounge in Chicago, my 25-year-old self will drink until I quietly slide off the bar stool and onto the floor and end up having my stomach pumped at Mercy Hospital. It's the 19th anniversary of my mother's death. I sit quietly and think about my mom. It's funny how memory erodes. If all I had to work from were my childhood memories, my knowledge of my mother would be faded and soft, with a few sharp moments standing out. When I was 5, I heard her sing Lulu at the Lyric Opera. I remember Dad sitting next to me, smiling up at Mom at the end of the first act with utter exhilaration. I remember sitting with Mom at Orchestra Hall, watching Dad play Beethoven under Boulez. I remember being allowed to come into the living room during a party my parents were giving and reciting Blake's Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright to the guests, complete with growling noises. I was 4, and when I was done, my mother swept me up and kissed me, and everyone applauded.